We want today to just find all the members of the church inside this miracle that the Lord did. Some of the members of the church are inside the church, like you. Some members of the church are outside the church, and we must bring them to be inside with us. These people had a lot of virtues, those who are inside the church. These people who got the paralyzed man to the Lord were full of faith, love, and intelligence. They were faithful both to the Lord and to this man. Sometimes in Arabic we say faith means al-Iman. That's believing in Christ. And faith means faithful person. That is honest and caring and loving. Al-Amana. And sometimes Qanun al-Iman, the Apostolic Creed, bin samih al-Amana bardu. There is a very tight relation between faithfulness, that's al-Amana, and faith, capital F, al-Iman. These people had both. Had al-Iman, faith in Christ. They know and believe that Christ can heal this paralyzed man. يقدر يشفيه. مؤمنين بكده. وإلا ما كانوش تعبوا التعب ده كله. لازم نودي صاحبنا ده للمسيح. هو مش قادر عشان paralyzed. طب احنا اللي هنوديه بقى. دي مسؤوليتنا بقى. This is the job of the members of Christ that are healthy, working and acting. You yourselves in this church and in every church, we have a responsibility to get the paralyzed people from outside to the inside. And it's a great honor to work with the Lord. Because faith means simply, I am adding to my weakness and limited abilities the unlimited ability of the Lord. He is infinitely able. He is omnipotent. He can do all things. Because He is the unlimited power that created us, the unlimited person that loved us and led us on the cross, the unlimited Holy Spirit that's working inside us. Therefore, it's very important to have this belief in the Lord that we are Christians good. We must ask others to be inside the church, especially those who were baptized in the church, carrying Christian names, but they are outside the church. The devil could catch them out, paralyze them, and hinder them from coming to be inside the church. Therefore, I am in a battle. This battle is between God and Satan, for sure, He is the conqueror. God is the conqueror. Between me, myself, and all the members of the body of the Lord in the church, and the devil outside taking some of us, capturing them, captivating them, making them slaves, and hurting them to the bottom of their lives. That's why we must all the time be searching for those who are outside the church. Yes, we need faith, God will give us faith. We need love, God is love. We need power, He is our power. We need intelligence, He will give us intelligence. He gave these people intelligence, the so-called social intelligence. They came and found the places crowded. How can get the paralyzed man to be inside this crowd? Very heavy and very difficult. How to get him inside? They thought, and through this intelligence coming from heavens, they started to get the roof out. Tamam can be a khiyam, made of clothes, yani, made of or some wood. Bas. They got the ceiling aside, and they had, out of faith that the Lord will heal him, out of love we are caring for this man, out of intelligence, they are going to put him in a sheet of clothes and four robes, and start to get him in front of the Lord. We are in the same situation. A lot of people outside that must be in front of the Lord. The Lord is ready to heal, is ready to save, always loving and caring. But we must get them to the Lord. We must visit them at home. يعني هم راحوا مكانه to get him inside. We must be fond of inviting people to come to the church. We must not say in a passive way, ونمالي. Something in Egypt we call it the animalism. It's a disease, a sickness. I'm animali, خليني في حالي. يعني بيعملوها كده مزيكا يعني. أنا مالي، خليني في حالي. ما أنت لو خليك في حالك, you are going to be hurt. Ego-centered. You are going to be choked in this room full of poison and gas. That's why it's good to have open air, open heart, open church. It's good to go outside through these doors that are always open to get these people inside. They are paralyzed, they need somebody to carry them. Yes, pay some effort, please. Probably he is psychologically upset, and he may shout and cry, and he doesn't know what you are doing. Please, be bearable, be bearable. He will know afterwards and will thank you. He may need a special technique to get him inside. It can be something like that, the ceiling and so on. It can be some psychological studies, some educational techniques, some aspects and examples and proofs of love. Because love can do miracles. Therefore, we need to take from the Lord faith, love, power, and intelligence. He is ready to give us in order to serve his people and get those who are outside to come inside and be true members in the body of Christ. For sure, this man, after being very sad, became joyous. After being paralyzed, became active. After being all the time feeling aggressively towards everybody around him, now he loves everybody and he will be ready to serve. Christianity changed death to life, hatredness to love, helplessness to be helpful and always serving. And therefore, we need to have the Lord inside our hearts and to have Christ working inside our hearts in order to have this power, this love, this faith, this intelligence. Then we can serve everybody around us. Please consider yourself an ambassador of the Lord in your job, in your factory, in your farm, in your neighborhood. They may see your smiley face in the morning. Why does he smile all the time? Because he has Jesus inside. That's it. Jesus always loving and smiling. It's mentioned in history after Pilate, the Pilatus of Pontius, Pilate of Pontius, he said that this man named Jesus was always smiling. في ناس فكرة المسيح يعني كان مكشر على طول، ما كانش مكشر، عارفش يكشر. Smiley. فإحنا we must all the time have peace inside, Jesus inside, smile outside, action, positive service, serving and saving the people around us. Let us be this person that serves, and let us pray for that person that needs service, and let us be the link between the inside and the outside of the church. God bless you. Thank you very much.